Welcome to Treasure the Word. Here are some insights on Ezekiel 23-24, Two Sisters and a Cooking Pot. Chapter 23 returns to the marital metaphor of chapter 16, this time telling the story through two sisters, Ohola representing Samaria, the capital of the Northern Kingdom, and Oholibah representing Jerusalem, capital of the South. Both, the text says, engaged in prostitution in Egypt, even in their youth, 23:3. And both went on to pursue alliance after ruinous alliance with foreign powers, Assyria, then Babylon, then Egypt again, each pursuit driven by the same restless search for security and status apart from trust in the Lord. What makes the chapter especially pointed is its closing observation that Jerusalem, who watched her sister Samaria judged and destroyed by Assyria for exactly this behavior, became more depraved than her sister, rather than learning from the warning. 23:11. Witnessing someone else's judgment did not produce repentance. If anything, it seems to have produced a kind of numbness. Then, in chapter 24, the book's first major movement reaches its conclusion with two connected sign acts. The first is a parable of a cooking pot set on the fire with choice cuts of meat inside, representing Jerusalem under siege, the pot boiling until the meat is consumed and even the pot itself is scorched clean. A picture of a judgment so thorough that nothing of the corruption will remain hidden, 24:3-13. The second is almost unbearably personal. God tells Ezekiel that his wife, the delight of your eyes, will die suddenly, and instructs him not to mourn her publicly, no weeping, no covering his face, no funeral customs of any kind, 24:16-17. When she dies that evening, exactly as foretold, and Ezekiel obeys, his neighbors ask him why, and his answer becomes the final sign of this section. Just as he could not outwardly mourn the loss of what he loved most, so the exiles, when Jerusalem falls and they hear news of the destruction of the temple they still cherished, will find themselves too stunned even to grieve in the ordinary way. 24:22-24. It is one of the costliest sign acts any prophet was ever asked to perform, and Ezekiel performs it without recorded protest. The verse that seals this whole section states God's final word plainly. I, the Lord, have spoken. It will come to pass. I will act. I will not hold back. I will not have pity, nor will I relent. 14. Judgment, so often delayed and relented in Israel's history when there was genuine repentance, has here reached a point of finality. The die is cast. The city's fate is sealed before the exiles even hear that it has happened. Discussion questions 1. Jerusalem watched her sister Samaria judged, and, instead of repenting, became even more corrupt, 23:11. Why do you think witnessing someone else's consequences so often fails to produce genuine change in us? 2. Ezekiel was asked to forgo the ordinary rituals of mourning as a sign to his people. What does this cost you personally to imagine obeying? 3. God says of Jerusalem's judgment, I will not relent, 24:14. A departure from his more typical pattern of relenting when people repent. What does this teach about the reality that some seasons of testing or discipline in our own lives may need to run their full course rather than being shortened? 4. Looking back across part 1 as a whole, what is the most significant thing you have learned about God's character from watching him deal with Jerusalem's unfaithfulness? Thank you for spending this time in Ezekiel 23-24. Until next time, keep treasuring the word.